Alrighty, and hello, welcome back to somebody who definitely
is very excited. Hello there, Karen. You all right?
Hi on life. Welcome to Enlighten, everybody. I hope I've brightened your day with my screaming voice in your ears. We're very happy to be back with you. And today, well, I'll talk about our topic in a wee second. I will just see if Donna's all right, first of all. You okay, Donna?
I'm all right. I don't know if I told you last week, but I'm doing my couch to 5K. And this is week three I did today. Week three and the first of week three. And it's trying to build up your stamina so you can run a wee bit further. So I managed to do 90 seconds of running. Then you walk 3 minutes of running twice, which was quite good. Right. So I went for a whole 3 minutes twice. And I didn't stop. So yeah, I can definitely feel that I'm getting better. And I'm doing the same route every time that I do it as well, so I can see my progress. I think that's a good idea. Do you know?
Fair enough, yeah.
So because I can tell then that I'm getting better. So
do you use a Tabata app or something that tells you to do your 3 minutes and your...
Yeah, I'm actually... Do you know what I'm doing? I'm using the NHS app that they have, and I have Sarah Milliken. So Sarah Milliken's telling me. Because I quite like Sarah Milliken. She's quite funny. So I have her telling me, right, love, you're doing well, petal, and all this kind of stuff.
It's quite I can imagine.
Yeah, so it's quite... She's good. And then you can have your music playing at the same time as well.
Very good.
So yeah, I read somewhere, because I read on one of them blogs, and they were like, week three is when it starts getting really hard and everything, but I didn't find it too bad. I thought it was actually better than what I thought it was going to be, so...
Very good. So you're on the upward trajectory, and you're not going to stop now? This is exciting.
Actually, do you know what I found? Every time that I've done it, without fail, I've felt good after it. Do you know, I've had a wee bit of a buzz, and I've had been in a good mood, and I've felt good, so I'm thinking, right, well, this is good, so... Do you know, I haven't been...
You don't regret exercise?
No, I haven't been where I've been oh, I feel like shit, I'm really tired now and all. I felt good and buzzed and, you know, so yes. I think that's hopefully...
I love it.
Yeah, so hopefully it'll give
Hold
me
on to that. Hold on to that feeling.
Yeah, you need to be consistent, don't you? You need to set yourself...
You really do.
Yeah, because I could have easily just not bothered this morning and just had a lie-in or whatever, but I thought, do you know what?
Nah, feel better for it. Always do. Yeah.
I'll do, yeah.
I'm celebrating doing 3 tucks against the wall with my calisthenics. I'm sure you have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, what is that? Does that mean you're flush against the wall, is it?
You're poker straight, and then you pull your knees in and push them out, pull your legs out, push your knees in, pull your legs out, push your knees in, 3 times, and it was just quite difficult. But my teacher was very happy with my progress.
Very good. I wouldn't have a ball. No, I couldn't do that.
You could if you wanted to eventually. You just have to want to do it.
Take me about a year to do that, but it sounds good. Yeah,
that's how long it's taken me as well. So my teacher, shout out to Brian, who I've had on here on my older podcast ages ago, started a private group, and it's just really nice to go in there, and you can actually do the videos whenever you want, but I did it live, and that was kind of more fun.
Yeah, no, that's good. Brilliant.
Yeah, feeling fresh. Yes, and I did yoga this morning with my friend Trina, who was on my old podcast too.
Very good.
I feel good. I feel strong. Alrighty, so let's talk about something exciting today. We are going to talk about dun, 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 the law of attraction. It's funny because I've spent a lot of time reading about this, learning about this, and then you kind of wonder, people listening, do they even know what we're talking about?
Yeah, because I've been looking at it for years now, and it's kind of one of them things everyone must know about it, but not necessarily. Yeah.
Not necessarily, yeah. Or if you have heard about it, you would probably be... will you not be forgiven for thinking, what is that woo-woo rubbish? I'm not interested in that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit out there. But let me give you a basic definition of it. Really, really super basic. The belief that positive or negative thoughts bring positive or negative experiences into a person's life. Simple. So when it's put like that, it doesn't seem like a big deal. You know, it just kind of makes sense. You know, you hear people say, what you put out, you get back.
Yeah.
But there's much more to it, isn't there? There's much more to it. And much more to it, according to the stuff that I've read. And I've read so many different things and from so many different people, it might be quite hard to articulate. But perhaps when we start talking, yeah, we'll get into our groove.
Do you know, yesterday I thought, saying as we were doing this topic, I would revisit the program The Secret. I watched it yesterday.
I knew you were going to say that. Yes, that was my line.
Yeah, I watched it yesterday on Netflix. It did my head in a wee bit and I fell asleep halfway through. But because I've watched it before. But you know them American TV shows are like. But there is like three kind of real elements to the law of attraction, really, when you break it down.
Yes. Isn't it? Yeah, this is good. I think we're going to have the same information here today.
Yes, I have.
Listeners, we do our own research, but we come together.
But
it's so weird
because something happened on my Facebook last night. Something came up and it was like literally like it was the summary of the law of attraction that somebody had posted. Yes. And it was Buddha who had said it. He literally he had this quotation, right? And it was weird because I'd been watching The Secret and I'd been looking it up and stuff like this. And he actually had a quote where he states it in the three sentences.
Okay.
Do you want to hear what he said?
Yeah, go for it.
So he has, what you think you become, what you feel you attract, what you imagine you create. So
yes,
that's the law of attraction. Might be the wrong way around or whatever, but literally, and I thought it was really strange that I'd seen this. So I thought I would mention it to you because it's literally the law of attraction is them three things.
Yes, because that's what I was going to say to you. The problem with The Secret was they led you to believe that you just visualize something and it just turns up on your doorstep.
Yeah.
So perhaps that did work for some people. You know, stranger things have happened, but it wasn't the whole story. And there's a guy in it called Joe Vitale. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Yeah, I probably would have seen him in it,
Yeah, so he wrote the book, I think it's maybe only an audio book, but he's probably made it as a book as well, The Missing Secret. So he's trying to put it all together a bit more, and it's coming back to what you said there. So basically, for the process to work a bit better, there's more steps to take into account. And one of the most important ones is feeling into what you want, which is what you said.
Yeah.
So getting your emotions involved, that's where the good energy is. So say you want to visualize something, say it's a dream job, right? It's not a matter of thinking about it, creating a vision board, and then the letter comes through your door going, welcome to this new job. Although those are very good steps, what you got to do is feel into the emotion of already having the job. It's a bit of a working process. You feel the emotions behind it. You got to think, so if it's happening right now, what would your day look like? You know, write stuff down, feel the emotions. So what you're doing there is setting your vibration much higher. So if you're acting as if you're that person who has the job, you draw in more experiences that are in aligned to that way of life. Does that make sense? I think it sounds good.
I think it's really simple and it's really effective, and it does work as well. I don't know, it's like, so literally you imagine something in your mind's eye as to something, so you create this thing. So say, for example, as you said, you're, even if you wanted to get money, I remember you telling me about a story about getting money. Say you, I really need money, but not going, I'm really depressed because of no money. You have to be like, I imagine myself with the money. And then you feel like almost, in, I think that's where the meditation actually works quite well, because you could sit and meditate and think, feel the emotions of how you would feel when you had the money, and then let the universe work it out how it happens.
Yeah, you're kind of letting go of it again.
Let go of it. You don't cling. You don't go, I need to do this, I need to do that, I need to do the other. You just let it go or something. That's the thing that I find quite interesting.
Let it go
and that somehow, and I mean, this is not like something that's just wishy-washy law of attraction. It's been around for millennia. It's like, if you think of anyone that's like been powerful or anyone that's had any sort of sway in the world, Einstein or I don't know, anyone that you can think of that's done something mm-hmm. really powerful in the world, they've all used this really, it's actually quite an easy thing to do. It's not, you don't need a lot of skill to do it either. And for some reason it works.
Sorry.
I don't know.
It's being more aware of how you feel. It's something to play with and it's exciting. But the problem that we have is we tend to focus, and you kind of touched upon it a bit there, we focus on the lack. I don't have any money. And you focus on that. I don't have money. I don't have. But what can you focus on that's the positive other side of that scale, you know?
And then
what would it feel like if I did have money?
Apparently that's another, because the law of attraction is that you attract, it's like a magnetic power that the universe draws the energy together. If you're bringing out negative energies in the world and you're saying, my life's shit and I hate this and I hate that or whatever, all that stuff comes to you. It actually gets worse. Yeah. It actually gets worse and worse. And if you imagine the worst case scenario of something that's going to happen, and you really feel it in your energy and in your blood that that's going to happen, it can come to you as well, in a way. Do you know? So.
And I'm sure we can all visualize somebody right now who's pretty negative, and they think all this shit keeps happening to them. But I mean, well, if they keep thinking that way, you know, is there a reason why all the negative stuff keeps coming their way? Because they're tuned into that negative vibration.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, we all know really positive, happy people that really good stuff keeps happening to them. There's, I don't think it's a coincidence.
It's a mindset, then, isn't it? It's a mindset.
Oh, for sure. Mm. And then there's other laws as well. I don't know if you've followed Esther Hicks at all. She's the big name in all of this. And she brings in non-physical beings who talk through her, which might seem a bit crazy, called Abraham Hicks. Does that ring a bell? No,
I know the name. I've seen it somewhere.
Yeah. So she talks about the law of attraction, and I'm gonna get these all out of order or whatever, but I'll speak on them anyway. She talks about the law of attraction, the law of deliberate creation, and the law of allowing.
Okay.
So as I say, I'm not sure what order, because I would need to go and revise again. But it's, so once you have a desire, you feel into it, you get the emotions going, then you actually have to allow it to happen. Kind of expect it, but not put too much, as we said, attachment on it. Be playful about it, you know, kind of, whatever will be. And if it doesn't work out, then the universe has another plan for me.
Yeah.
You know, just kind of put it out there and get on with my day, but keeping the vibes high. Mm-hmm. And then there's the deliberate creation. So we'll maybe put it, a different interpretation on it. Inspired action, you know. So as I mentioned before, you're not going to be sitting eating your dinner and then a big Rolls Royce arrives at your front door. It's you deliberately do, whenever you feel inspired, whenever you've got that positive energy going, you get that sort of inspired action to move forward. And you're not efforting, you know, you're not pushing up a hill. It's inspired and you're excited about the progress because you're tuned into that energy frequency. Does that sound good?
Do things just happen to fall into your lap as well? Like things just people.
Me?
No, I mean, just the things just come along that help you to.
Yeah.
To,
yeah, so
to
what they say is
the
Rolls
Royce or whatever, like maybe you're
the law
of
attraction
or something, or I don't know.
Yeah, so the law of attraction is always working. So whether it's negative or positive things coming towards you, you tune out of it, but it's always working. So. Like you say, if something falls into your lap, maybe you've been high vibing for a while.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You pulled in that energy and haven't even realized it. So it's so important to be aware of your emotions and what you're kind of putting out there. Mm-hmm. And I thought we would maybe talk about personal experience. I've done, as I say, a lot of work and I've read about it, but there's a difference between understanding something and actually applying it. And I've not been great at applying it. And it's totally down to just not having the awareness that I need to have. You need to have a sort of supreme sense of awareness as to what I'm thinking, because those thoughts become emotions and those emotions become the energy that you put out.
Yeah, the only thing I would say about the whole thing that made me a bit paranoid, because I'm a paranoid kind of person, is that if I do think of a negative thing, I'm like, oh shit, does that mean that's gonna happen? And then I kind of overthink it then. I'm like, overthinking. Oh, maybe that's going to happen. Like yesterday, for example, I was thinking about this because it was like, I was watching The Secret and it was talking about, and there's people out, there was kids out the front, right? And they were playing ball. And I was thinking to myself, that ball's going to go through the window. And then I was like, no, Donna, don't think. I was like, don't be thinking it, because if it happens, it's not going to happen. It can't happen. Donna. If you think it, and then I was getting really paranoid. I was like, it's going to come through the window and then this is me. I've done it. I've created this. And then I looked out and they were actually playing shuttlecock. And I was like, oh, that's all right. That'll hardly go through my... But it was just, it was, do you know what I mean? You could get a bit...
I know what you mean. But you can, if you catch yourself quick enough, I think it's going to be, you had the awareness there to be like, but then, no, what they say is if you do have that kind of negative thought, it's what they call is contrast. So it's kind of making you aware that you're on the wrong energy vibe, if you know what I mean. And then you can shift it. Can you move up the kind of emotional ladder into some other positive vibe? They call it contrast. So it's just an awareness piece. I'm aware that that's...
In that situation, what I should have done is looked out at them and thought, oh, lovely children playing. We should.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But is that what I should have done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well just choose the emotion that feels better.
Yeah.
Simple.
Just that's it.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. I think it's a brilliant, like I've heard so many people talk about it and talk about it so well. I interviewed a woman called Ginny Gain and she does the Manifest It Now podcast. If guys want to check that out, they talk about it so effortlessly and they're so chilled out. And it's just, they sound like they have so much experience and they do have really great lives. Neither of them have a job. They work for themselves. They've manifested their dream lives. They've literally done it. So
really?
They're very good. Yeah, they have a show out every Sunday. So it's really good.
Manifest It Now.
Very
good.
Yeah.
Must check that one out.
And I'm not sure if I'm talking to myself or the listeners here whenever I say be aware. This is a sort of a going away thought. Be aware of your thoughts and emotions and get aligned with them and sort of act like the damn person you want to be right now. Do you know what I mean? So if you've got a future self in mind that's doing a certain thing, feeling a certain way, scheduling their day in a certain way, can you in some way act like that person right now? And it does sound crazy, I know it does, but I mean, what's the harm in acting positively, you know, in a way that's aligned with the person you want to be? There's no, it's just an experiment. Life is one big ass experiment and why not have fun with it?
I know.
That's what I say.
No, you're right. Because even just feeling, the other thing that they were talking about on that, and something that I've read a lot, is whenever you do visualize it, so if you imagine, visualize, receive. So the imagine is the idea, the visualize is the feeling and feeling how you would feel. But then when you actually do get the thing that you want, to be grateful for it and thankful for it.
Yes,
and then that reinforces the positive energy that gets other things. So not taking it for granted or not taking it like as a given that you're going to get this thing, because that's not good either. Sure, it's not. Just going.
Yeah. And if you don't get what you thought you were going to get, then maybe that is a good thing as well. As you know, a lot of people will say the universe has a plan for you. So
yeah,
you did get, may not be what you wanted, but maybe what you needed.
Yeah. Yeah. So be thankful for things that you're given. You know, just be grateful for them, because something else will come along that will be.
And everything you have in your life, as you look around the room, started as a thought in somebody's head, you know. So they thought about something, they got excited about it and they made it happen. So what's stopping you doing the same thing with something even really basic? I'm not saying you have to go out and make the next, I don't know, iPad.
I know what you mean.
You know, something for you. What can you visualize? What can you tune into? What energy can you put out there? Just, I would love everybody to have a little experiment this week, and do please email us or leave us a new voicemail, which you can do on the website, or email at enlightenedpodcast@gmail.com. Experiment with this and see what turns up for you. Have fun with it. Let's see what energy we can all put out into the world and see what comes back to us.
It doesn't even have to be a big thing. It could be a wee thing you could experiment with to start off with. Isn't that what they say? Try small things, you know.
Build momentum. It used to be manifest a car parking space near to the door.
Aye, something silly. Yes, something like that, you know. It's not a big thing, but it does make your life better.
Yeah, and it builds, doesn't it? Build momentum. Or do you find like 5p on the ground? Oh, money's coming my way. Celebrate every little tiny success and let that build.
Yeah.
I think it's been a very high vibe conversation today, Donna. I think we all need it.
Aye, no, we do. Everyone needs a bit of high vibes. High vibes.
I need a t-shirt with that on it. I say it all the time.
Yeah. No, I just thought it was really interesting that your man said it as well, Buddha. So he knew what he was talking about, Buddha, didn't he? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Otherwise he wouldn't still be sticking around in everybody's thoughts. Yeah. Anything else you want to leave our listeners with, or will we call it a day?
Yeah, no, I think that's fine. I just think if you want to think of it in three things, the power of creation and the law of attraction is imagine the thing that you want, visualize it and feel as if you already have it. And then when you mm-hmm. get it, receive it in such a way that you're grateful and thankful for it.
Yes, and yes. Gratitude's so important. Yeah.
And that's it. Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And then that sort of speaks to the three laws, law of attraction, law of deliberate creation, and a law of allowing.
Has that ever happened to you though, Karen? Has anything ever happened in your life where you've thought these things and it has worked for you?
Do you remember that time I got money and I bought headphones?
It was a specific amount of money that you needed or something, wasn't it?
I needed a specific amount of money. I thought, do you know what would be great if I could just grab those headphones? I've always wanted these noise cancelling headphones. And the exact amount of money came in via PayPal through a podcast sponsor a while back. It was just brilliant. It made me so excited.
I know. It just shows you that, you know, if you just, yeah. And it's such a random way that it happened as well.
Yeah, money will come into your life. May not be how you expect it, but
if that's what you're wanting, if you're wanting money and that's how you want to get it, then it'll come in.
And I did let it go. Do you know what I mean? I didn't hold on tight to it. I didn't effort. I just was like, that'll be nice, and then poof, it worked.
Yeah. Very good.
A little bit of magic in your day. I love it. Have you got any examples? No.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, no, I think I do. Over the years, yeah, I've had a few different ones. I'm just trying to think of one that I've had. Well, yeah. When I was trying to lose weight and stuff, I did these three things and it did work in a way, I did lose weight in the end. So, and I did feel, feel it whenever, how I would feel when I was smaller and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
And yeah.
I think I want to also leave everybody with the fact it's not woo woo, it's not out there, it's a really interesting experiment that you can play around with, and it's really exciting.
Yeah, it's
now,
simple
now
as
that
well.
We've talked about it. I want to do more of it. I'm gonna try and do something today actually, but I'll reveal it.
It's a good focus for if you are doing meditations and stuff. It's a good focus for it, you know, feeling like that.
Yeah.
You know, if you really really want something, you know, use it for that.
Mm-hmm. And just as I've talked about before, the ripple effect. So if you are kind of in that high vibrational state, you're happier, you've got a good vibe about you, and then when people come to you or greet you, go for a walk with you, they're enjoying being around you as well. So it's just, if everybody had that going on around the world, it'd be a pretty great place to live.
Mm-hmm. It's all about high vibes.
Yeah. High vibes.
High vibes.
Right, guys? High vibes.
All right.
Thank you so much, guys, for listening. We enjoyed chatting to you as always. And until next time, bye-bye.
Bye.